All right. This is your man, Sir Earl, coming to you. Another podcast. Today, this one is kind of late. We're looking at it's Monday evening, about 5:30 here in Chicago. The reason being, I've just been like really, really busy. That's what's been going on. So tonight is Monday. I'm actually recording and posting this tonight. So it's coming to you. You know, I like to do it on about Saturday. So one of the things that I want to emphasize is to join me on other platforms. We do a lot of different stuff. If you go to my YouTube channel, which is It's My World One, we do a lot of interviews, NBA stars, boxers, Lupe Fiasco, hip-hop stars. We do a lot of stuff. And it's always interesting to see. It's a step beyond the podcast. And also, I have a website, Sir Earl One, SirEarlsWorld.com. My Twitter is Sir Earl's World. LinkedIn is Sir/Earl Bell. Facebook is Earl Bell. My Instagram is Sir Earl One. It's my podcast one. That Next Level, which is the gym that we're opening. And then we have a distribution site, Sir Kevin Lott Distribution, where we sell clothes and supplements and stuff like that. So, and also my Snapchat, which is Sir Earl One. So I definitely invite you to check those out. We post something fresh daily every day. We do the podcast once a week. We do interviews once a week. So all our content is always fresh. So anyway, we'll move on to, the subject of the podcast this evening. One of the things that kind of brought this about is yesterday I went to a funeral of a young man. He was, barely mid-30s. And his mom is one of our really good clients, and she's really been a really good friend over the years that we've known him. We've known a lot of years. I knew him. He used to work with my son. She owns a daycare. I knew him very well. And, I've yet to ask her exactly what happened. But from my assumption and the way that they were talking about him, that it was a suicide. That's my interpretation. I could be wrong. I doubt it, though. And what I wanted to talk about is the title of this is The Loss of a Loved One. I know I lost my son about 5 years ago. And as a parent, it's a hurting thing. But I don't think a father's love ever comes close to that of a mother. Losing a child, that's a mother and child is a bond that just nothing as strong as that. As a father, I don't care how much you love your child, there's a bond, because women are nurturers. They carry them 9 months within their body. So that's a whole another level. You can fool yourself and believe that it's the same, but it's not. What I wanted to talk about, and it actually sparked me to have a conversation with my son yesterday when I got back, because he knew him. One of the things that I tell him and I tell other people, don't ever try to solve a temporary problem with a permanent solution. And I'll say it again, never try to solve a temporary problem with a permanent solution. And all problems are temporary. Death is permanent. There's no coming back from that. It's always darkest before the dawn. You can go out on a rainy day, and if you hate rain, just hang around for a day or two to stop. The sun will come out. Sometimes when we feel we're at our lowest, and I've been there. I've been there. We just feel like that the pain that we're going through and where we are in life, it's just never going to get better, which is, it's not true. It's really not true. I know what it's like, because when my cousin died, the pain was so, it hurt so bad that I visited those thoughts of just, you know, putting a bullet through my head would have been easier than the pain that I was going through of losing this person that I grew up with, that was like a brother to me, that I just loved unconditionally, and he loved me unconditionally. And, you know, I was prepared to do it, and you know, my cousin appeared, and it was either get busy dying or get busy living. And, you know, because we, so much of our life, had so many dreams and plans, I chose to get busy living, and that's the reason that I've accomplished so many things today, is that drive to keep his spirit alive and happy. So that's one thing. Is, you know, you never solve a temporary problem with a permanent solution. Secondly, we all think when we talk to people that eventually commit suicide, we always think there should have been a sign, I should have known something. Well, first and foremost, as a parent, talk to your kids. You know, sometimes you have things, you know, when you're young, 20, 30, your problems seem like they'll never go away. When you get 50, 60, I've been through this quite a few times, so I know the outcome of this movie. But with younger kids, they think that this is a problem and a pain that will never go away. And it's better to, you know, I'm a loser. It's better to not even survive. That's just the, I speak to youth all the time, and that's the scenario that a lot of them go by, is that this thing is so bad. I know it's no way I'm ever going to get over this. From what his mother had told me, he was having a lot of problems with his then wife. Usually, I know from firsthand experience, when you get beat up all day, when you get your ass kicked all day trying to achieve something, or be a success, or work, or whatever it may be, we're taught to be providers, men are taught to not be soft, not show your emotions, but we're taught to be providers. So when you are struggling at the job, like some of us do sometimes, and not take care of your family, not taking care of your spouse, because you're just trying to get somewhere in life, and I know I've been through it quite a bit, you're trying to get somewhere in life that involves a lot of sacrifice. And it's one thing for you to sacrifice, and it's another thing for your family to have to sacrifice along with you. Utilities being cut off, foreclosures on houses, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's very, very stressful. Now, when you combine all that and you have a spouse that does not support you, that actually applies more pressure, more stress. I know it because my ex-wife was like that. It was, you know, you'd have this horrible day, and you'd go home, and she'd be all like, you know, you need to shut the business now and go get a job. What do you think? You're too good for a job. It's never going to work. You can't, you know, that ain't going to work. You know, you don't need to hear that shit. And a lot of times, it makes the situation 10 times worse. As a man, we can go out all day. We can fight the giants. We can slay the lions and bring home the food. And, you know, sometimes all we really need is a pat on the back telling you that it'll be okay tomorrow. And you're ready to get up and go out and tackle tomorrow. When you get told you're a loser, you're never going to be anything, we're struggling because you and XYZ, it makes you feel like shit. It makes you feel like a lot worse. And I went through that a lot. So I know both sides. I will always say, if you are with somebody, if you are a man with a woman, or a woman with a man, or a man with a man, or a woman with a woman, whatever you're saying, if the person you are with do not lift you up, if they put you down, then you don't need to be with that person. It makes the situation so much harder to make it through. And, you know, I used to always think that that's just the way it was until I found someone that really truly supports my efforts and what I'm trying to do. And it don't make the problems you go through disappear, but it makes it a lot better. You're ready for a fight. And you have a lot more to fight knowing that somebody has your back, as opposed to, okay, you know, that somebody didn't pay today, I don't have the money, they're threatening to cut off our lights, you know, and then go home and be called a loser, you know. And you already feel like one. You don't need to hear that you won. Like I said, as men, all we really need is a pat on the back. Hey, you know, sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you. You go home a day and the bear chewed on you. All you need is a pat on your back to go out tomorrow and say, hey, you know, I'm going to get the bear today, you know. And, you know, so between being put down, which is something you don't need, between stress, between all the complications and all the things that we have in the course of a day and all the things that we have to worry about among ourselves, we miss things. And like I said, I think it's extremely hard to catch signs. I had a friend that committed suicide. I saw him in the store on a Thursday, and he was probably the happiest I've ever seen him. He went every Friday. It was tradition that him and his brothers and his mom, they would all have dinner. So Friday he went to have dinner with his mom. I saw him on Thursday. Friday he went to have dinner as usual, like he had did for years. Then he went home, put a hose in his car, and went to sleep, you know, and died, you know. And come to find out, he had been planning that for years, a long time. They found paperwork and, you know, think it was a certain age his daughter had to be to inherit all his things. So he kind of waited to the end. But it was no, I talked to this man for a half hour and there were no signs whatsoever of what he had been feeling all the time. And, you know, we would sometimes think that when a person is in that much pain, we should be able to see it. We should be able to recognize it. We should be. They're not going to come up and tell you because they know you're going to try to talk them out of it. They don't want to be talked out of it. They've already made up their mind. But it's definitely something that I try to keep the lines of communication open with my son about different problems or whatever he may have in his life. And, you know, hopefully some of the things that he's been through with his girlfriend or whatever is not so significant that he carries that kind of pain. But it was definitely an interesting experience to attend a funeral of a young man that you knew, that always seemed happy. I say every time I see him, he seemed happy. My son said the same thing. My son worked with him for 2 years. He was never down. But yet at the same time, he's suffering from so much pain within that he doesn't want to see another day on this earth. And that's a lot of pain to make you feel you don't even want to be on this earth. You got a child, you got a wife, you got a mother, brother, sister, but you as a person is in so much pain, you don't want to see another day. It's interesting dynamic. It's definitely something that made me realize that I have to pay a lot more attention. I have to try to talk to my son a lot more. Because they were about the same age. You know, just try to do a better job as a father. That's why, like a lot of times, you know, my son is not a kid anymore. He's 25, 26. But yet, you can never stop parenting because you never know. You know, this young man was 35 years old, went to the best high school, best college, lived his life, had a good job. And yet, all the things that we say in life you should do. He did. But at the same time, there was an inner pain within him that no one knew about. And it was severe. And, you know, so, you know, there's no coming back from that. So what we have to try to do is to get our loved ones to understand, no matter who it might be, a child, a mother, brother, sister, no matter who it might be, suicide is real. And with the problems that we have facing us today and things like that, it's very prevalent. It's on the rise. And, you know, if not that far, then they go into alcoholism, they go into drugs, they, you know, go into utilizing their bodies, so, you know, sexual. It's a lot of complications for inner pain. And, you know, I'm not saying that I have the solution, because I don't. I'm just saying that if I never went to another young man's funeral again in my life, it would be too soon. And what the message that I'm trying to pass on within this podcast is that inner pain, suicide, thoughts of killing yourself, all those things are real. And I think we just got to do a better job of communicating and talking and trying to notice different signs or whatever it might be. But it definitely was a very, very sad occasion. That's why I didn't do my podcast yesterday. It's nothing that I ever want to experience. I lost my son 5 years ago, but I never, ever, ever want to go to a young man's funeral again or a young woman's funeral again. Because to see the mother, me and the mother were good friends, just to see the pain on her from somebody that you birthed, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's really heavy. So that's what I wanted to discuss. And you know, until next week, you know, getting to be a little bit late today, but I'll be a little bit earlier next week. It's your man, Sir Earl, and I'm signing out. Peace. Take care of your loved ones.